right out of the box this afternoon. We talk about the big sports story of the day and of the week around these parts. That's the situation involving the Boston Red Sox. And to shed more light on that, we're joined on the phone by our friend Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic. Jen, thanks for making time for us on this busy day.
Yeah, sure thing, guys. No worries.
Well, a press conference held earlier this afternoon, and if you read the statements, am I right to assume that ownership is saying that the decision to fire Alex or to part ways, I want to get it right, because no firing, the decision to part ways was based on purely what happened with the Astros?
Yeah, that's kind of how they laid it out to us. The MLB investigation about the Red Sox is still ongoing, so they made that clear several times in trying to avoid answering some questions today that they couldn't speak to the Red Sox investigation specifically, considering it's still ongoing. But the way they laid it out, many of us termed it as a firing. They really wanted to make it clear that Cora was sort of the one that presented to them. He didn't think he could continue leading the organization, giving that he was so heavily involved and kind of implicated in the Houston investigation that MLB released on Monday. So they basically laid it out that the investigation findings were released on Monday afternoon. They sort of talked on Monday and Monday evening, and then on Tuesday they all got together, ownership, Hein Bloom, and Cora, and basically Cora said that he didn't feel he could continue leading the organization, and ownership basically agreed with him, and they decided to part ways. They kept saying they wanted to make sure it wasn't termed a firing. Obviously, you can kind of read what you want into it, but either way, Cora's not here any longer.
And clearly, this was difficult for John Henry and everybody involved. Genuine affection for Alex Cora.
Yeah, that was another thing, throughout the day. Throughout the past two seasons, they've made it very clear that they like him as a person. They get along with him well, and they like, what he's done for the community, what he's obviously done for Puerto Rico, his home country, and that they value him as a person, and realize he and Cora himself also realizes he's made a massive mistake and shouldn't have let it gone this far, shouldn't have tried to skirt the rules and get away with it, and he did, and now he's paying the price. But they kind of kept going back to that today, that they valued him and what he did for the organization, and valued him as a person, and didn't want that the end of things for him here to kind of just overshadow what he meant for the organization overall.
Jen, do you get any sense that the firing of Cora, the parting ways with Cora, the moves in Houston, were at all coordinated with the commissioner's office to give the impression of this whole thing being contained quickly?
I don't think so. I think these two investigations are going to be separate, and just they'll figure out, how they want to levy their fines or obviously suspensions and maybe even potential lifetime ban for Cora. I think anything's on the table separately. So I don't know that there was much coordination. I think if there was, then they would have kind of released the Red Sox findings kind of in tune or on the same day as the Houston findings. So I think baseball's kind of going to continue to do a pretty thorough job like they did with the Houston situation of figuring out every detail that went into this. They were pretty thorough in that 9-page report they released on Monday. So I imagine they'll be just as thorough with the Red Sox.
Was ownership or were any of the executives aware of what was going on with this sign stealing?
It's hard to imagine that they weren't aware. This is a pretty close organization, and people are pretty intimately involved in not only is the space itself small, but these, executives are, Dombrowski was traveling with the Red Sox in almost every single home game, or road game. Other executives were traveling as well, and they just are pretty heavily involved, I feel like, with sort of just, on-field stuff, sitting down with Cora in his office and going over roster things. It's hard to imagine that they didn't know something was going on. They wouldn't really answer any of those questions today. Anytime, the Red Sox investigation was brought up, they sort of just said they were going to wait until the commissioner's report came out on them. And so I guess, we'll find out then how much involvement ownership had or knew of it. But they, it's hard to imagine they didn't at least know something was going on.
Of course, Dave Dombrowski already gone. Is it possible that others in the organization will take the fall as well after this investigation is concluded?
Yeah, I would imagine, if there's not suspension for other front office executives, there might be some heavy fines. It's hard to figure out. This is such a kind of a unique and sort of unusual situation. We haven't really covered too much of this, before the Astros report on Monday, that we don't really know exactly what to expect. Obviously, the GM for the Astros, Jeff Luna, was suspended for a year, along with the manager, A.J. Hinch, and then the Astros went back and fired both of them. Dombrowski's no longer here. That doesn't mean that baseball, can't come down and suspend him, for a year or two, or whoever knows how long. While he's looking for a job. So, I feel like we just can't really predict exactly how much, how to match up these two cases and what suspensions might be levied on the Red Sox based on what happened with the Astros.
We're talking to Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic here on Downtown. So where do they go from here? We're only a few weeks away from players reporting to spring training. What is the timeline for finding a new manager? Was there any talk about whether they would stay in the house and go with a guy like Ron Renicki, who's already there as the bench coach?
Yeah, we asked that, of Bloom and ownership today. And, their initial response was that they had barely started kind of figuring that out, even though they know they need to get something done quickly and would like to have someone in place by the beginning of spring training. But that yesterday was mainly a day for trying to figure out what they were going to do with Cora. And so that process really of finding a new manager starts today. They wouldn't rule out, an internal kind of promotion to manager or finding someone external. The one thing I'd say about, promoting someone internally is they don't know if that person, Renicki, obviously the bench coach, if he's implicated in this upcoming, report from MLB as well. So you don't want to name him the manager and then end up finding out that he's also, had a heavy hand in it. And that kind of tarnishes things even more. So do you want to just kind of start fresh from the outside? And find someone that's completely, removed from the Red Sox and has no bearing on anything that happened back then in 2018. That might be a direction they move, but as of right now, I think they're just kind of starting that process of figuring out what direction they want to go.
Well, and as you said in a terrific piece posted on The Athletic earlier today, whoever the new manager is inherits a challenging situation with a lot of question marks about this team for the 2020 season and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing heading in season, we had so much, roster uncertainty, and there was all the talk of getting under the, the CBT $208 million threshold. And Cora at the beginning of the offseason seemed to be, the one, mainstay. At the beginning of the offseason, we didn't know that Bloom was going to be the GM or the chief baseball officer, and now Cora is not here anymore. So this new manager is going to not only inherit the kind of stress and uncertainty and anxiety of dealing with, this sign-stealing scandal, really, but also some of these roster questions of, what's going to happen with Mookie Betts over the course of the year, and are they going to try to trade a piece of their rotation to get under that threshold? And, there's a variety of different, who's going to play first base? What's happening with the bullpen? And there's a lot of question marks, and maybe they want more of a veteran manager type to kind of take over because they, have a lot of question marks that are going to have to be answered. Can a younger manager handle that? I guess we'll find out. But yeah, there's a lot of questions that are going to have to be answered by this new manager.
Winter weekend sounds like it'll be interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think fans going to that are going to have some interesting questions to ask this team.
No doubt about that. Hey, Jen, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for making time. Crazy day for you. And we're so glad you were able to visit with us. Appreciate it as always.
Thanks for having me.
That's Jen McCaffrey of The Athletic, shedding some light on the big story on the Red Sox, that press conference earlier today that Jen was at. It's 15 minutes after 4 o'clock. Our Boston Insiders, brought to you every day by The Ground Round, with happy hour pricing from 3 to 6, specials during games, great service, and amazing food at your locally owned and operated Ground Round on the Odlin Road in Bangor.